Hello and welcome to The Happy Runner, a podcast for all who love running and those who want to start running. My name is Roman and today I will talk about the importance of rest and recovery. But before I dive into the topic, make sure to subscribe to The Happy Runner podcast, recommend it to other runners you know, and if you like this episode, please give it a good rating. It really helps the podcast. Thank you. First, some news. From a few days ago, I'm an ambassador for Top 4 Running, the number one online store in Europe for running equipment. You will find a link in the podcast description as well as on my Instagram profile. Feel free to use the code and get a 5% discount. With this out of the way, let's talk about the importance of recovery for runners. While running, you can feel how your muscles are working. The longer you run, the more you feel your leg muscles. The same goes for running fast. So why should we take rest days or recovery periods in our training if we train our muscles during our runs? Well, it's not the running itself when we get benefits out of our training. It's the rest and recovery period when our body is adapting and when we get those benefits. That's why rest and recovery are so important. Most training plans, also those you will find on runandsmile.net, have 2 to 3 rest days each week. Those days give your body time to repair the muscle damage from the training and prepare your body for the next runs. During running, your muscles are breaking down. Your body is not comfortable with the situation, and while resting, the muscles will get stronger as they were before because your body doesn't want to feel the same way. Make sure that you include a rest day after every hard training session and after your long run day. Those two types of runs damage the muscles the most. I know you will find some training plans or suggestions that back-to-back hard days or double threshold runs in one day will make you a stronger runner. But if you have never done this before, it will be hard for your body and you will probably need even more rest the first few times. Most of us really don't need these kind of workouts. However, they work really great for professional athletes because they have more time. They can go out for a hard workout early in the morning, get back home, get a massage, eat, rest, even sleep throughout the day, and then they are prepared for another hard workout late in the afternoon or early in the evening. But most of us don't have time to do so. Sleep is your best friend. That's the time when our body is repairing itself. From our sleep, we also get the information if we recovered. How? Well, by our resting heart rate. Most of us use running watches and they constantly record our heart rate, some of them even sleep patterns. Take a look at your resting heart rate in the morning, and if it's around 3 to 4 beats higher than usual, you will probably need some more rest. It could be that you are feeling okay, but believe me, you'll do much better taking another day of rest than going out for a run. So, now that we covered our running week and the rest days in a week, what about a training cycle? In order to get the most benefits out of a training cycle, we should include down weeks, meaning that we should increase our training load for 3 weeks and that the fourth week should have an additional rest day or shorter runs so our bodies get more rest and through more rest adapt to the training load better. Let's call this week's recovery weeks. Even if they are called recovery weeks, it doesn't mean you should rest all week long and do nothing. In those weeks, you should run less kilometers, but keep the same intensity or even do some higher intensity running. Your body will have more time to recover because of less training load and will have time to adapt to the higher intensity workout you'll be doing. Let's take a look at the structure of a 12-week training cycle. Such a training cycle should be divided into 3 parts, each 4 weeks long. During the first part, we should increase our mileage to a certain point and work on our running strength. The last week of this cycle should be a recovery week with 1 or maybe even 2 slightly faster but shorter workouts, and our long run should also be shorter. The second part should start at the mileage from week 3, and once again, we should build up our mileage through the first 3 weeks. Instead of running strength, we need to start working on speed endurance. The last week, again, a recovery week, the same as in the first part. In the third part, we should even build up our mileage more and work on our running speed. However, since at the end of this training cycle, we probably have a race, we should only do 1 short workout in the beginning of the last week and just 1 or 2 short recovery runs before the race. It's the so-called taper, where we need to rest more and run less, so we can get the most benefits out of our training. In case you want more personal tips or help with your running, you can send me an email to run@runandsmile.net. I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. If so, I would appreciate you subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast and share it with your running buddies. It also helps a lot if you give this episode or the podcast a good rating. You can find the podcast in your favorite podcast directory or on our webpage, runandsmile.net. Happy running!